I'm so torn about who I should root for the Super Bowl. I'm from New York in this area, but I spent a good deal of my life in New England.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so I don't really have anything to suggest
to you. You don't care. Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Don't really care. Don't care about that problem that you claim to have.
I see.
Yeah, because and basically either way, I'm going to spend the game day numbing with generous helpings of bean dip the pain of the Steelers' failed season. Not totally failed season. They're division champs, I believe. But you know what I'm saying. Anyway, fans of the New England Patriots, New York Giants like yourself, I'm thinking, come on.
I don't know.
Come on. Just
I don't know.
Okay, you're Giants, I'm telling you.
Leave me alone.
Those people. Well, once you decide, I'm sure you will care. And you'll care a lot. In fact, since the team secured their championships, tens of thousands of fans have made plans to head for Phoenix, site of this year's Super Bowl. Now we have to think about this for a second. First, all of those people are going to need tickets. This is not an easy task. But they also need flights. They need hotel rooms. They need rental cars. It is a lot of planning in very little time. So here to shed some light on how it all goes down is Robert Tuckman. He's president of TSE Sports and Entertainment. They sell Super Bowl travel packages, both large and small. He joins us live from Phoenix, where he's getting ready for the big game himself. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Rico, and hello, Allison.
Hello, Robert.
Hello. are these couple of weeks before the Super Bowl your busiest time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when you look at it and what we do, we send individuals and corporations to major sporting events, and obviously the Super Bowl in this country is king, so this time of year is very, very busy for us.
Well, paint a picture for us. What kinds of things have you been dealing with for the last 10 days? Give us the worst disaster scenario.
Well, there's a lot to deal with, as you can imagine. I got into Phoenix a couple days ago, and basically we're sending over 1,000 people. The fact that we are based in New York City and the Giants getting into the Super Bowl has definitely added a lot of people calling my cell phone, for sure, including my father-in-law, who's a huge Giants fan. So, you know, we're right now.
Note to self, take that call.
Yeah, my wife would kill me.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got to take him to the game, even though I'm a Jets fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, pretend you didn't say that. Of all the people who go to the game, what percentage of them don't decide they're going until they find out their team is in?
Well, a lot, and that's the difference between the two types of people that will be at the game. The Super Bowl is a very corporate event, so basically a lot of these people who are planning to go to the game have made their plans several months in advance. They're going regardless of who the team is, and I'd say that's about 65%.
But that means, so 35% are just sort of like, let's go.
Exactly. The 35% are the fans that, okay, you know, when the Giants won and the Patriots won a week ago last Sunday, those were the people that the next day are saying, okay, I got to get myself out there. Now, how do I do that? I've got to get, first off, you know, both teams are traveling, or most of the fan base is traveling from the East Coast. So they've got to get flights. They've got to find hotels.
Now, of all of that stuff, what don't people understand about what they're about to undergo? Like, where do they sort of – how are they unprepared for it?
That's a great question, because what a lot of fans don't understand is the first thing is they start calling around. You know, your first bet is calling around for a hotel room. All of those hotels have been booked for 3-4 years in advance. What happens is the NFL comes into a city when they get a Super Bowl, and they block out about 90% of the rooms. The other 10% – companies like ours or travel companies will go in and reserve those rooms on a non-refundable basis. So the problem is a lot of those fans who want to get a room, first off, call. Then if they're able to even find a room, basically what they don't realize is that a lot of these hotels, well, they realize this is the Super Bowl, so this is their opportunity to make money. So they have four-night minimums, and they're charging you basically $700 for a Best Western.
$700?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at pricing on Super Bowl and you call around right now, it's funny. I was told a friend, just giving a friend some information on a hotel, a Country Suites was trying to charge something like $900 a night for the room. Basically, what you find is that, you know, a lot of these hotels take advantage. But the one thing this year that's a little different is a lot of people, I think because of Wall Street, because of the economy, are not traveling, or is not, they're coming, but they're not willing to shell out, you know, ridiculous amounts of money do that. Because also, you have to remember, they have to take a flight out there as well that's very expensive.
Sure. Let me ask you one final question. How do I get a ticket?
Well, Well, let's see. You guys are in New York, right? The NFL is based in New York. You have any friends that work over at the NFL?
No. Okay. And with that, we have to get you to do
media credentials. No, really, if you want to.
I'm sorry, man. We're running out of time. I got to let you go. Thank you very much. Thanks, Robert Tuckman, president of TSC Sports and Entertainment. Enjoy the game.
I certainly will.
See you, man.
You guys do too.
This is the BPP on NPR. Thanks for listening.